Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Dribble drive by Schroeder, down to 7 on the shot clock, backs up over to Wiggins. Wiggins got to go, lost the handle, crossover, step back, it's a 3-ball, and it's money in the bank for Andrew Wiggins.
Boy, that was great tempo, though, by Schroeder. Not forcing it, running the shot clock all the way down.
Andrew Wiggins is going to put the headset on for us as we watch the usual handshakes and hugs down the floor below us. And Andrew, thank you for joining us yet again. And first of all, congratulations on the win and a rather superb performance tonight by yourself.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Tell me about tonight. It seemed like you guys were really trying to attack the paint and the rim. I think you probably had as many post-ups from that left box of yours that you've had all year.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we're just trying to be aggressive, you know, early. They came out playing well. JP, you know, got hot during that second. So it was a fight. You know, when we came out, we kept our poise, stayed aggressive, you know, came out with the win.
When you're down at and you're looking at the scoreboard, and the Wizards have a 4 or 5 point lead in the first half. At one point, they had a 10 point lead.
Yeah.
You know, you look up at the scoreboard if you're on the bench. What do you try to think about? What do you try to do to say, okay, when I get back in there, I'm going to make this happen?
You just got to come in there and, you know, play your hardest. They had a 10-point lead. They got going. You know, we can't get discouraged. We just got to keep playing their game, and, you know, the game goes. You know, we got enough to win the game. So,
what was the mindset tonight, Wiggs, on the offensive glass? You beat them up pretty good. 17 offensive rebounds, outscored them by 14 points on second chance points. I thought for the better part of the game, that's what kept you guys in the game, and ultimately, I thought was the way you guys won was just your tenaciousness on the offensive glass.
Yeah, we're definitely going for it. We're definitely going for it. We're crashing all the time. Loon was on the boards heavy. I tried to do my thing, and it was collective. You know, we all crashed the boards hard.
Take me a little bit through your spin move. You had one in particular in the first half, or is it just a quick, like a turbo spin? You got fouled on it. Yeah. But talk about trying to find that body as you're going right so you can hit the body, and then at that point you can stop and kind of spin yourself off the defender.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of just like a reaction. Mm-hmm. You know, as soon as I feel someone, just like a little click in my head, it just says, you know, spin. You know, I've been doing it for a long time, one of my favorite moves. I always love bringing it out.
Well, it's highly effective, my friend.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's really effective. By the way, 35 minutes, 12 of 22 from the floor, 4 of 10, arc, 3 of 6 line, 11 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal, 2 block shots, 31 points. Put that in your good night of work column.
I appreciate that. Thank you. All
right. Thanks, Wiggs.
You guys have a good one.
All right, man, you too.
122-114 was your final. Warriors with the victory over the Washington Wizards, who stay at 6 wins. Golden State goes to 21-20. They get back above 500. They have a 19-day stretch here in Northern California where maybe they can get some work done and try to get something going. But, you know, tonight's another example where, you know, you're playing a team that has not had a lot of success. They didn't put them away. They had to work hard to do it, and they just got to find, you know, something to jumpstart them into a role here, and they just have not had it ever since, you know, they got into that tailspin after the injury to DeAnthony Melton. Tim Roy, Tom Tobert on the postgame show. A lot of things to talk about tonight. And Thomas, where would you like to start?
Well, I mean, I think they've kind of shown us who they are, right? 41 games into the season. Ups and downs, and I mean, that was it took them an awfully long time to put away a Washington Wizard team who had won one road game all year and 6 overall. So, but again, at this point, you're just like, I just need some wins. Just give me some wins and give me some confidence and hopefully a little bit of health. We'll have to wait and see where Draymond and Steph were at. Again, I didn't see Draymond. and that was a calf issue. So you never know about muscle stuff. The sprained ankle, it didn't look bad. I mean, I saw the replay of it two or three times, and it wasn't like the complete roll where the ankle bone goes down and touches while the foot's still on the ground. It wasn't one of those where it's like, because I've had a number of rolled ankles before, and that was very, very light. Now, I don't know what his ankle feels like, and I know this too, that ankles get a lot stiffer when you go home and wake up the next morning. So he'll know a lot tomorrow about how he's feeling for Monday's game. But you're just trying to get some positive vibes and positive mojo and just try to get some wins to where every single time you go out, you don't feel like you got to play perfect basketball to win a game. I mean, that's just it's a hard place to play from. You don't play as free or as easy as you'd like to. I mean, Wiggins was just fantastic tonight. Absolutely spectacular. Inside, outside, rebounding, and the four assists. And as you mentioned, the block shots. And he just filled up every category. So, you know, you might need that more often than not. Now, again, I'm not expecting that every night because that was just a hell of a game by him. And that's just not who he is. He's not going to take 22 shots a night. I've been asking for that for like 4 years now, and it's just not who he is. But when you get it, you love it because it was a little inside, a little outside, a little country, a little rock and roll, whatever. He just did it all. So I'm going way back to the Osmonds.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
the Osmonds.
I'm ashamed that I said that.
Welcome back to the Anthony Williams Hour.
So you're just trying to find something, right? Oh. And this to me,
one bad apple doesn't spoil the whole bunch.
Thank you. I don't want to say this is a last stand, but it almost feels like this is their best chance, right, to get that traction we talked about. They have, I think it is, what, 8 more home games in the Kings game or 7 more home games in the Kings game? It's one of those two.
Okay.
It's a lot of home games and one road game, and the road game is Sacramento.
Days, 19 yeah. days in Northern California.
And then after that, I think I figured it out. After February 3rd,
yep.
they have 12 more home games the rest of the season. It's like, so now is the time. If you're going to make up some ground, you better think about
13.
Doing it. 13? Okay. Yeah. So 13 more home games, and that's 2.5 months. So you're going to be playing a lot of road games. So this
counting this game, there's 8 home games.
Okay.
Before they go back on the road,
yeah.
and that trip you're coming with me on,
yeah.
Utah,
I
Lakers,
what?
Chicago, Milwaukee.
Well, that's funny. I already told my mom I'm going to Houston. Vegas.
You didn't know, Tom.
So, yeah. Wow.
Well, gotta change those plans.
I'm going to say, look, I'll have you call her. So, you know, Tom's not coming.
You're going to make me call your mom?
Yeah, you're going to call my mom. My mom's looking so forward to me being there, and you'll be the one to break the bad news. Tommy has to go on the road trip.
She can come.
That's what my mom wants to do, come on the road. Yes. On the road with the Warriors or anybody for that matter. So this just – it feels like this is where you're going to make your stand. I'm not saying the season's over. I'm not saying we're going to be able to draw any conclusions at the end of this month. But it just feels like this is really important. How often did I talk about this last year? Give yourself a cushion of 4 games over .500. To where you're not feel like you're like, you know, fighting to keep your head above water like every week, like, oh, we're a game up, we're 2 games down, we're, oh, we got a couple games, oh, we're back underwater again. And we'll see where they're at, but man, it just makes it awfully hard on yourself when, yeah, 2 games, you're under 500, now you're above 500, now you're under 500. So I just feel like this is, if not critical, because we're still only halfway through, I feel like we're kind of getting to that point where
this was the easiest game of the bunch, too.
Correct. Yeah.
You got Boston and a red-hot Sacramento team.
Yep.
And then on the back end of that, back-to-back Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Then you come next Saturday, the Lakers, a team that they just don't match up that well against.
Yep.
Then you got Utah, Oklahoma City back-to-back.
Yep.
And you got to think that in the Sacramento, Chicago, Utah, Oklahoma City, if things play out the way they have been lately, that Steph and Draymond won't play in, you know, 2 of those games.
Mm-hmm.
And then Phoenix and Orlando. So,
well, look, far be it for me to tell anybody else how to do their job, but when you're where the Warriors at right now, I'd suggest guys start playing back-to-backs if they could. Because there ain't no sense of saving them for a play-in game. Like, if they could play, they should be playing. And I'm not all that concerned. I know I'm a lot less concerned with Steve because, well, I'm not the head coach. But it's like, you know, in baseball when they try to limit a guy's innings. And I was like, well, great. He'll be fresh for next year. And I don't have to use him this year. That'll be awesome. He'll be ready to go, and there'll be no games left. It's like, well, you get. It's like when you put a guy in the game, right? He has five fouls, but there's 7 minutes left, and you would like to keep him for the last 2.5 minutes. But now instead of up 10, you're up 3, and you're like, look, the game's right here. This next 4 minutes is going to be the end of the game, not the end of the game. It's like using a closer in the eighth inning when they have their 3, 4, 5 hitters up. It's like, okay, we need to get out of this inning. If you start putting your back against the wall, it's like, we got to win these games, or we're going to have games at the end of the year that aren't as meaningful when guys are fresh. I don't need guys fresh when we're 3 games out of the playoffs, or guys fresh when you're fighting for a play-in game. You might have to start pushing guys a little bit more. Now, I mean, they got to be healthy, but I'm saying they're good. They could, you know, here's what I don't want to hear. They could play if it was a play-in game. They could play if it was a playoff game. Well, then play them. Okay, because these you're starting to get to the point where it's not playoffs.
Jim Mora octave there.
Yeah,
you know?
It's not playoffs, but it you know you're still getting to the point where they've kind of started. They're going to start feeling like playoff games, and they're going to be games you need to win. You can't just say let's pass on this one and wait till so they're fresh in the playoffs. Like that, they're not in that position anymore. Like the Thunder would be in that position if they wanted to think go ahead and rest all the guys they want, not the Warriors.
By the way, you know where we are right now. We're at the halfway point of the season.
I know.
21-20, 41
yep.
games.
Yep. So, yep. And a whole bunch of teams around them. A whole bunch of teams right there.
Oh, by the way, we should mention, because he really had a good game, but he kind of got overshadowed by the spark of Moody and Payton and Wiggins' great game. Dennis Schroeder, that's the most points he scored as a Warrior. He had 20 points tonight. He had a total of 4 assists. He was 7 of 14 from the floor, and he hit some big shots for them. He hit some nice shots for them.
Yeah, and Looney played well, too.
Looney was
13
really
rebounds, 24 minutes, 4 for 8 from the field. So
if you looked up the word professional NBA,
yep.
Looney's picture should be right there.
That's
I mean,
him.
that kid is just
he's available
yep.
whenever you need him for however long you need him.
And he doesn't care if he gets an assignment that could potentially embarrass him.
Yep.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, when we want you to start hitting some jumpers? Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you don't need him?
That was R.C. Davis, by the way, that distant voice from the room of despair.
Oh. And if you don't need him, he's okay. You know, you're not going to hurt his feelings. I'm sure he's not happy with it. Everybody wants to play, but he's not going to pout. So you're right. He's the ultimate professional. No doubt about it.
All right.
All right, 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
That means 1:30.
1:30.
That means leave the house 1:15.
Ah! Yeah. Tom was on an assignment until the second quarter, whenever he can get across the Bay Bridge.
You know, it could be. It could be Ferry Day.
Ooh. You know,
I'm going to look at schedules and see
that's
if I
a good
can
idea.
Take a ferry
I could do
across.
A Ferry Day, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could. Could there do the go. Ferry Day. I like taking the ferry. God, my goodness.
Yeah, I haven't done it in a while just because I got to get out of here after the game because the ferry stops running.
Right.
But 2 o'clock game, I might be able to get the ones that go right to Harbor Bay.
I get off,
and then I walk 300 yards, and I'm home.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
We got a ferry right over there, but it's a commuter ferry.
Yeah.
So it doesn't run as much. Like, the ones that leave here after the game, they go to Main Island.
Okay.
So and it takes me 15 minutes to get across town anyway, so it's, like, almost as easy to get here. But, yeah, if I can use the one that I live next to, yeah, I might just pop on that thing.
The one I would take would come out and from the North Bay, right? And you would go and you go right by Angel Island, you go right by Alcatraz and the Golden Gate Bridge. And the other thing that I do when I'm on there, and in the past I would take the train for a day game to Oracle because they have that station right there.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And you can sit there and I can do prep work for an hour while I'm going to the game.
Prep work?
Yeah.
Yeah. Prep work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We were wondering what you called it.
Yeah. Wow.
Jeez.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. How's that prospect OJ Mayo doing for you?
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Still doing well?
Wow. Out of left field.
No.
OJ Mayo.
Oh, I heard about OJ Mayo for months. How many years did he last? Three?
Big fan. Oh, brother.
Oh. Well,
see you Monday.
It's halfway through the year. We're already busting at the seams here on Warriors Radio. Stay tuned. It could get really exciting in the second half of the season. All right, Tommy.